online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Joanna Earle.
The family of a former Kent schoolboy killed in the Barcelona terror attacks say they were blessed to have had him in their lives. Seven-year-old Julian Cadman, who went to nursery near Sevenoaks, died when a van was driven into crowds on Las Ramblas on Thursday. His mum was hurt. Here's Sky's Home Affairs correspondent, Mark White.
His mother, we're told, is still in hospital and being treated for her injuries. His father is in the hospital now as well, comforting his wife, coming to terms with the devastation consequences of this terrorist attack.
Meantime, Spanish police say the main suspect wanted after the attacks is dangerous and could be armed. They also say the number of people killed has risen to 15. They believe a man found stabbed in a car in Barcelona is linked with the case. A woman's died and another's been injured after a vehicle crashed into two bus stops in France. It's not yet clear whether the incidents in Marseille were deliberate. The 35-year-old driver's been arrested.
KM FM News.
Three more people have been arrested on suspicion of murder in connection with the death of a man in Folkestone. 54-year-old Steve Holton was found with serious injuries near the harbour wall in the early hours of Saturday. Two men and a woman are in custody, along with another man and a woman arrested yesterday. An 86-year-old man who killed a motorcyclist when he drove the wrong way along the M20 has been jailed. Nicola's got the details for KM FM.
Leonard Pettiford's Ford KA hit a motorbike being ridden by former police officer Michael Copleston near Ashford last November. A court heard he'd been travelling London bound on the coastbound carriageway at the time. The pensioner from Snargate Lane in Snargate on Romney Marsh has been locked up for 18 months. He's also been banned from driving after failing an eye test after the crash.
This is KMFM.
A woman in her 60s has died in hospital following a crash near King's Hill. She was flown to London with serious injuries after a van and car collided on the A228 yesterday afternoon. A man was also badly hurt. He's been arrested on suspicion of driving while unfit. Figures show more than 60 years have been added to sentences given to criminals convicted at the Crown Courts in Kent over the past 5 years. People convicted of the most serious crimes have had time added after judges at the Court of Appeal found their punishment wasn't harsh enough. 837 cases were referred to the Attorney General's office last year, up from 730 in 2015. Robert Buckland QC is the Solicitor General.
There was one case indeed where the sentence was literally doubled. These cases are brought because we consider them to be way too low. So normally we do expect a substantial or a significant increase.
KM FM News.
The funeral has taken place of a young woman who died in a knife attack in the car park of a Kent shopping centre. 23-year-old Molly McLaren suffered multiple stab wounds at Chatham's Dockside outlet in June. Her boyfriend's been charged with murder. And crowds have cheered in central London as Big Ben chimed for what will be the last time in 4 years. Hundreds gathered in Westminster at midday where the clock tower will fall silent to allow for renovation works. Plans are in place to allow the bell to sound on big events such as New Year and Remembrance Day.
Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Now with the latest sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
Premier League champions Chelsea answered their critics with a 2-1 win at Tottenham yesterday. The game was the first Premier League match to be played at the National Stadium. Manager Antonio Conte says his team were inspired.
I'm not speaking about football, but the spirit, this art, this desire. I think that I must be satisfied because my players gave me everything.
Sir Mo Farah's won his last track race in Britain, the 3,000 metres at the Birmingham Grand Prix. The four-time Olympic and six-time world champion's moving up to marathon.
It's been amazing. You know, British weather is always about the rain and other stuff. And it rained on my last day and made it exciting. It's nice to be able to win at home in Birmingham, my last ever track race in the UK. Sounds a bit weird, but it's amazing.
But there was disappointment for Kent's Adam Jamili. The Dartford sprinter was disqualified from the 100 metres for a false start. And in motorsport, Kent's Shane Byrne has a 10-point lead at the top of the British Superbike Championship this morning, following races at Cadwell Park. The Isle of Sheppey rider finished third in race one, but a technical problem forced him out of the second race after just 6 laps.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.